Blog Talk Radio.
George's Bank scallops are now at Bonefish Grill. The George's Bank off the coast of New England is known for its amazing sea scallops, and Bonefish prepares them just right. Grilled to perfection over a wood fire and served atop creamy Parmesan risotto. And start the night off with our new handcrafted happy hour every day from 4 to 6:30. Enjoy signature cocktails like our tropical tiki martini for just $5, and new bar bites like ahi tuna poke are just $6. So come in tonight and discover what's new at Bonefish Grill.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And today we have such an exciting show. I am so excited. Randy Zachary, who you just heard in the beginning, who actually produced our show, and we did our show together, co-host our show for quite a long time, so many years. And Randy's been off outside of Chicago doing live shows and quite a lot, and he is here today with us to talk story. I'm so excited. We're getting involved in some other ventures, and it's real exciting to me. It's exciting when you go down history lane and go back to the past, and Randy's a true, true pro in the radio. He's just amazing. Without further ado, I'm going to welcome Randy. Hey there.
Hello there. How are you?
Could you hear the excitement in my voice?
I could. I really could. I had to roll up the window. I'm out here by San Francisco Airport, and there's a huge jet going over. So hopefully
you're so
you
amazing.
Can hear me,
you're always out in the car with the radio. It's one beautiful thing about Blog Talk, right? We can be anywhere in the world.
Yeah. I'm just talking on my iPhone, and I just realized, just as the intro was happening, this huge jet just flew over, but I'm okay now. Sunny San Francisco. We're out here hanging out with our daughter, son-in-law, and little grandson for Easter week, and just can't get enough smooching. And
oh, God.
This little baby, he's 7 months old, so he's just, you know, at that place where he's laughing a lot and figuring out, oh, I can roll over. That's cool. Oh, these are my toes. I don't know what they're for, but that's kind of fun. So you're just watching him do all this stuff and just going, wow, man. It's amazing. So we're blessed. Good to be with you. Yeah, we're in near Chicago working at a radio network, a Christian music network, and I've been there now a couple years, and it's really been a great time, and actually working to get back involved doing some stuff with you, and I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
You and I have dreamed about, you know, about working together, and actually have had a couple times, like you said, where we have worked together, and always felt like we were supposed to do more, and it just seemed like, God's timing is perfect, and so at this point in time, you know, we're going to be doing some cool stuff and talking about that here in a few minutes, some cool venture kind of stuff again, and I'm excited.
You know, Randy, when you said you're in the car and the plane's going by, I'm getting this flashback, you know, of how many different shows we did when you were on Maui and you would be at the coffee shop, right, or come here. And one that came back that is we have to really, you know, say a prayer and blessings, but remember when Wayne Dyer walked by?
Yeah.
And, You put him, and the blessing that he passed, you know, for his family, and it's was sad that he's passed. And but remember when he walked by, you kind of said, "Take over the show, bye, I'll be back," and you just.
I followed him in the store and asked him if he would be on our show, and you know, I said, "Hey, we were just talking about some things that you've written about, and you walked by, and we think maybe you're supposed to talk to us." And he came back and said, "Absolutely." And it was kind of funny because I had my Apple MacBook Pro sitting on the table, no microphone, just using the internal mic on the computer, which is a great mic. And I'll never forget, he looked down and looked around for the mic and went, "Hello, wherever you are." He just, it was funny. But, that was honestly... Honestly, in 40 years of radio, that's one of my top two or three highlights of doing radio. That was so fun.
That was such synchronicity, though, because we were kind of, you know how we, the Real Universal Radio, I know when I first went to do it years ago, I had some good friends in the speaking industry that said, "Natalie," I said, "I want to do half real estate, half self-help. We want to talk about spiritual things, God, people, giving back." He's like, "You can't do that. Just make it all real estate." And I'm like, "Yes, we can. Of course we can." And you got it, and we're doing it. And it was, we were really talking about things with spirituality and self-help when he came by. That was just so, the synchronicity of it was pretty wild. It was pretty amazing.
And I realized when I found out that was the Starbucks, and that store right there was the place where he frequented, I would go there and just to kind of hang out and see if I would see him again. Turned out he used to work out at the yoga place across the highway there in Lahaina on Maui, and so I'd cruise through there every once in a while because, you know, I got to see what kind of car he drove, so I would always be on the lookout for his car. But and then I actually got to go to his last big, you know, yearly, he'd do that annual thing on Maui where he would speak, and I actually got to go to the last one and hear him speak, and it was pretty cool.
Wow.
I was a big fan, am a big fan of his, and a lot of wisdom, man, that he's imparted to me and millions of other people. So, yeah, absolutely good stuff. And so cool to meet him. I had just moved to Maui and just read one of his books that inspired me, you know, in the move there. And so it was kind of cool to see him. And it's good to be back with you. I know you're up to great stuff as always, right?
It's really interesting. It's we're doing, you know, a lot of real estate, and I'm focusing more on what I take on than I'm still taking on sales, not as much as I used to in the old days because of working on our membership, but I'm really committed to what we're doing, you know. So it's really fun. It's really interesting. And you and I still always with Hawaii, we know it so well. And it's all good stuff. It's just amazing how time goes on, time flies. I didn't realize when we get in our 50s how it came so fast, but I'm very happy that, you know, it's here. But it's been really interesting because thank God to the internet. I mean, we're able to do this. We've been able to do it for years. You're able to connect with people all over the world, just like you're sitting at the kitchen table with somebody having a cup of coffee. And I love it. And right now there is quite a lot going on in our world that's I don't think I've ever seen a time, and maybe it's just because we all connect so much all over the world, where people really need the peace more than ever. You know, there's just a lot of uncertainty going on around the world. I think maybe because we find out too much too fast. I don't know. But
there's a lot of outlets of information and news, and we're inundated with it, I think, for sure. Sometimes my mind just kind of...
Yeah. What do you think about the fake news, Randy? Because you're in a situation with what you do with radio, and the Christian radio has got to be amazing to be able to be in that outlet. What do you think about with this fake news, being in the industry for so many years where I don't think we had fake news like we do today, or maybe we did and I didn't, but I'm not in that world really. I can kind of tune it out and say, I'm not going to watch this, it's negative, I'm just going to do the real estate, focus on our systems and serving the way we do. What's your take on it?
Well, I mean, I think again, with the whole social media deal in the last probably 10 years where everybody's a blogger now, and, you know, so every website is a quote-unquote news source, can say whatever they want to say, and because they call themselves the news source, you know, they're a news source. All of a sudden it becomes news, and it is, a lot of it is fake news, and so anybody with an agenda, you know, can kind of call themselves a news outlet, and they're really just a left or right-wing blogger, whatever they are, and
right.
It's sad because, in a way, I mean, it's gone are the days we could tune into just a channel somewhere and get just an unbiased reporting of the news, even on TV there or the internet. It's just not there anymore. You know, I mean, you've got the mainstreamers, right? They're all, you know, leaning left, and you've got Fox News kind of over there all by itself, leaning right, and they all swear, it's, you know, you know, it's unbiased, and it's not, and so, you know, I don't know, it's crazy. It's an interesting time to be alive. You know, as a person of faith, I really believe this planet isn't going to be around for a whole lot longer. I don't know how much longer, but it looks like with recent events, things may be speeding up a little bit.
You know, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. All of that.
Russia, so. North Korea. I didn't realize until you just told me, we were talking right before the show, because I haven't seen the news yet today, that we just bombed Afghanistan. I didn't know that yet.
I mean, and that's, you know, that's going straight after ISIS. It was totally an ISIS, you know, area. So, I mean, there's not going to be any collateral damage or any, you know, kids or women or families hurt. It's just an ISIS stronghold that that they, I guess, bombed with the largest non-nuclear bomb in our arsenal. And I guess it cost $300 million. And, you know, we don't want to get off on too much politics, but for $300 million, we could have done some other stuff here in America. But, you know, there's also the need to let ISIS know we're serious. So I'm gonna give the president, you know, some leeway to let him do what he said he was going to do, and we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, I love you saying that, though, because I think we need to. You know, there's probably a lot of things that we aren't privy to, especially with the, you know, I remember years ago they used to say, well, there was things that could be 10 years out that we're not privy to, because if we're privy, then everybody else in the world's privy, right? And we do, even though, I tell you what, I don't know how he, 4 hours of sleep and he doesn't, it's amazing what he can do at his age. I'm just amazed at the go, 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 because I am amazed, but within less than 100 days, he's done quite a lot, you know, and he's definitely shaking up things. But I love it how you say you're giving him leeway, because we need to respect the president, but it's it's mind-boggling, though. And I think having faith, and I have my faith, it's certainly, if I didn't have my faith, I don't think I'd be as calm as I can be right now, and even the last couple of years, because it grounds you, and you can see and trust in God and trust what's happening, because it is. It's just like all over the place. Not so much what we're going – I think – I'm impressed with what I've seen happen with the Trump organization, and it doesn't bother me that people are fighting amongst themselves or, you know, different things are going on. That doesn't bother me. I'm impressed that certain calculated actions are being taken, but unfortunately we have to have all these opinions within minutes of it happening because of our news and our social networking, right?
Well, yeah, I just heard this morning, too, in that news report, I mean, two other things that, say what you will, and I get it. There's a lot to be scared and, you know, nervous about with Mr. Trump in there. But, you know, somebody was talking about, oh, he's flip-flopped on NATO. He was against NATO. Now he's for it. Well, the reason he's for it is all these countries that he said need to pay their way are now paying their way. They've stepped up and said, yes, we're gonna. And so he's changed NATO already. And so, yeah, he's for it now because it's, people have made commitments to carry their weight. So, I mean, there's another one where you can, depends on your perspective. So somebody could say he's flip-flopping, but he's not. He just did what he said he's going to do. He got these NATO members to step up and commit to paying their share of the freight. So, yeah, now he's pro-NATO because you know, you talk these people.
That's a great point.
And it's
that's a wonderful
like that.
Point.
It's
exactly. It's a wonderful point. And there's also, there's a lot of information now that he's briefed on that he wouldn't have even known, even though they get them prepared before they go in for the inauguration, right? So they're getting to know more secrets and top secret material. But there's a lot that they wouldn't have known when they were running, you know, that they may go, okay, now that it's changed because I have more information. I have more, you know, I see where this is a security issue and da-da-da-da. So I don't know. It's just it's interesting. And that's where, you know, our faith really comes in, though, to be able to have faith and trust. Otherwise, we can be all over the place, you know. And what you're right now, let's talk a little bit about, well, we all have our love with Hawaii, and you seem to gravitate a lot. Well, you've done a lot in Maui, Randy, in the times that you've lived there and been there. I was really impressed with how much you got into serving in the communities, getting to know people through churches and through other organizations, right? Civic organizations that you've connected with. You've done quite a lot, and your passion to serve has led you into starting Keiki Radio. Tell us about that, because we're going to help with it too, sponsoring.
Keiki Radio, kids radio, really, radio for kids, by kids. The idea is to give children a voice and help them to communicate with each other and to give them a voice to find kind of their passion early on. And so the idea is there's a couple of ways to do it. It's all going to be online. The technology continues to improve and get cheaper, which is the way it always goes, to where it used to be kind of this expensive, difficult thing to create an online 24/7 streaming radio station, but now it's not. It's very easy, and so the idea is to connect with schools, after school programs. There's several after school programs all over the island, actually all over the state, and so it's not just going to be on Maui. And in fact, we may kick it off, you know, in Oahu, just because that's where, you know, most of the folks are and the media outlets are, and we want to kind of utilize the, you know, the TV morning shows and stuff to kind of promote Keiki Radio. But the idea is to, you know, approach schools, approach after-school programs, wherever they want to help kids, you know, learn to read, write, speak, all of that. Radio is a great way to do that. If you could create a radio show, and whether a kid loves music and wants to just be a DJ, or if a kid loves sports and wants to do sports or news or, you know, weather or a talk show on any topic, it's just radio is a great, great way for kids to be excited about learning. And so, you know, I've been talking to, I have a friend in L.A. Who is a grant writer for the L.A. City School District, and, you know, we've been talking about doing it in the L.A. schools. He talked about the huge need, especially in really rough areas of L.A., to keep kids on campus after school, not out in gangs, and radio is a great way to do that. So he's actually working right now on a grant that we would co-op with a group called Beyond the Bell, which is an after-school program in Los Angeles. But, you know, online, cool thing about online is you can do it anywhere. And so my heart is definitely, like you said, it's always gravitates to Hawaii, always gravitates. You know, we lived mostly on Maui, so we have, you know, most of our friends that we made in Hawaii are on Maui. And so, the idea, and the idea of partnering with Realty Universal so that Keiki Radio is, we're still working on, you know, kind of what that looks like. But for now, you know, calling it a partnership and collaboration where Keiki Radio is, is a part of Realty Universal, and Realty Universal, the mission has always been to give back and to give back especially to kids, and so this is a perfect fit for the vision that you've had all these years for Realty Universal, to use Keiki Radio to bless kids.
The radio, though, I mean, it's so amazing because you're teaching them leadership, structure, I mean, just a host of things. Plus, they're having fun.
Yep.
And I think with kids, right, you want to get them into something that's fun. I'm so excited about it. And you know how we always have the serving and we're like, it's time to heal. And you go back and you're looking at childhood issues and then get involved with the parents. And what they find in a lot of communities when you're dealing with family issues, if you're dealing with the children or the teenagers, you've got to get the parents on board at home as well, right? They're finding that if they can do that, it makes such a difference. It's so exciting to me. I'm just so thrilled to be able to get involved with it. The platform, though, I guess you could set that up and then duplicate it in other places easily, right, once it's all set up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a 24 streaming station, and nowadays most people, I mean, especially under 30 or 40, really, 35 to 40 even, get most of their information and or audio from their smartphone or tablet. And there are people, you know, who are, you know, 50, 60s, who still kind of like the old school radios. But I'm sitting right now in a rental car that has no radio band. All it has is a dock for your smartphone.
Really?
And that's going to be increasingly the situation with newer cars. It's just everyone is now going to get their content, you know, from their phones. And so literally you just plug in, you know, your phone to like I have right now, to the radio here in the car. And so my point to that is there used to be this differentiation between quote-unquote real radio and quote-unquote internet radio. Oh, you know, I work at a quote-unquote terrestrial, regular, real radio station, old school,
right,
whatever you want to call it, and other people are just quote-unquote online. Well, now everybody's online, and most people are listening, even to terrestrial radio, online. And so for a Keke radio to literally have an app in the App Store, so people, you go, you know, people would ask you, well, where can we listen to Keke radio? Hey, it's Keke radio app in the App Store. You know, you just download it and listen right there on your phone or tablet. And now the playing field is level. That's as much a radio station as some million-dollar radio station in L.A. or Chicago, because, you know, it's just the technology has made it to where, you know, it's possible. And I just, like I say, 40 years in radio, I just want to finish well, giving back. And kids, I just have always had a passion and a love for kids. And so to combine radio, which I have an experience in, with helping kids, and then tying it into, you know, somebody like you and your in Realty Universal, where, you know, the passion of has always been to help people.
It just makes
so much sense all the way. It's a win-win-win.
Oh, I love it. You know, you and I always used to have this conversation different times where we're like, okay, you know, you've been in radio for years, I've been in real estate for years, and it's the people and the serving that brings us together, and we look at what gifts God gave us, and we all have unique gifts. And it's just so interesting to go full circle and say, because you get, oh, this is, you know, when you're in your own industry for so long, it kind of seems can get old. And then you realize, wow, it's the vehicle. Real estate's been the vehicle for me. Radio's been the vehicle for you. And when you have a servant heart, you can't help it. You can't help but go, I want to help. I want to make a difference. I want to do this. You know, people think, oh, you're in this for the money. No, that's not the case at all, because not that, I mean, you have to be smart. I mean, unfortunately, we need money and we have to pay for things, but that's not the end game. The end game is really to create and make a change and help and touch all those lives. And you make it look so easy to do radio. You just make it easy because you just know it so well. I think I do that on a sale, like when I'm negotiating on a sale. It's like, there, how do you do that? And it's just, we have our different gifts. And so tell me, just curious, how will they, when you're going to walk the child or children, I don't say child, depending on, I don't know, how young can somebody be that wants to jump onto Keke Radio and start their own show? I mean, I know you've got the outlines and the plan laid out. Just kind of getting a feel for how that's going to work.
Well, you know, again, I think it all starts, it needs to be kicked off locally. So it would take a, you know, once you get it set up and ready to go, then, you know, you would literally, you know, obviously, you know, round up schools that say, yeah, we'd love to do this or love to try it. And often it might be an after-school program to begin with. And then from the after-school program, it would grow because kids would be talking about it. And a school would ideally say, hey, could we have a radio station for the whole school? And you're like, absolutely. And then, yeah, basically, then it would be an assembly at a school, and it would be, you know, going to the different classes. And, yeah, it could be very young. I mean, as long as kids, I would say the younger, honestly, the better. I mean, because we would want to start as young as possible to give them maximum benefit of, of again, learning how to speak and read and write and be confident and for themselves and explore what they are interested in. You know, we, you know, a friend of mine who did this in the Arizona area, Perry Damone, he would go in and do an assembly at a school, and then he would go in the classrooms, and he would just say it this way. He'd say, okay, if you could do a radio show about anything, what would you do? And what that does is get kids starting to dream about what they're interested in and what they like. And frankly, a lot of kids don't know what, you know, like if you were to ask them,
what would you do,
what would you do a radio show? And they're like, I don't know. Well, think about it. What do you really like to do? Well, you know, I like to cook. Well, okay, so what if you could do a show about cooking and then interview people? And so then now you've got these kids thinking about, wow, so I could actually interview people in who are maybe doing some TV shows on the Food Network. And all of a sudden they're thinking big. They're dreaming about something they really like and enjoy. And they may or may not, you know, continue with that. They may think, wow, I'd rather actually do sports, or I'd rather do something about cars, or there's a network that I volunteered for a few years ago that there's this kid that loved politics, and he started doing a show on politics, started interviewing congressmen, White House staff, and he ended up, the White House press secretary actually issued him his own press pass for White House briefings, and so
in a
secret channel that he could jump on and ask questions, be a part of it. And so, yeah, it's about getting kids to dream about what they. Now, the other benefit is kids talking to each other, and this gets into an international thing. But when we were on Maui, we talked to Marty Dredd, who's like he's kind of the Maui's favorite son reggae guy. I mean, he's everywhere you go. It's, you know, Marty Dredd at this event, Marty Dredd at that event. He's kind of overexposed in a way, but, you know, he's very popular. Everybody loves him, and he started doing kid stuff. And he and I had lunch one day, and we were talking about KQ Radio. Now, this was several years ago now, where it was the beginning of the dream. And he said, man, I could see kids in Hawaii talking to kids in China, kids talking to kids in Europe. And if you get enough kids talking to each other, you could eliminate a lot of the problems in the world if you started early with kids interviewing each other for their own radio shows. Anyway, it goes on and on, and I could talk forever about it, but it just is a great thing, and we're excited to bring it to Hawaii because you know, we experimented with it a little bit. We did a live remote broadcast on Maui with a bunch of the kids who were, they have a TEDx Junior, TEDx Youth event, for those TEDx talks, the TED talks that adults do. Well, on Maui, they had a TEDx Youth event, and we had 15 kids from, I can't remember the school of Country Maui, the, where a bunch of the kids were going to be in this TEDx event. And they actually came on, and we're going to give them each 5 to 7 minutes where they could practice their speech on air. We had all these kids show up, their parents, and their, you know, they were broadcasting it live on the internet in the coffee shop where we were at. People were listening and coming out and looking at the kids, and You know, that's
wow.
a whole other aspect of it is the live
wow.
broadcast thing where
right.
It becomes an event and you promote whatever, you know, event you're promoting on the air. It just, anyway, it has no end to the benefits, and it's just a matter of, you know, getting it, you know, sponsored mm-hmm. to a place where, you know, it can be done on a regular basis and equipment can be bought. You know, and again, that's where the partnership with, you know, corporations is going to come in. And so it's going to happen. It's one of those things where it's already happened. We just have to now walk it out. And we're so thankful that you're willing to, you know, to help us, you know, get kind of retool, if you will, and restart.
I love it, and you, like you said, with it,
yeah.
with the you know, the radio and the internet, and you know, not having to do it terrestrial ways, it's so much easier, I think, these days. You know,
yeah.
that's another thing. I think a lot of perfection. You know, so many people want things perfect, and of course, professionally, you want things perfect. And of course, when you look at, it was interesting. I was in Florida for a convention in March, and I broke my nail right the day before it started, so I had to, like, go get my nails done real quick, right? And I'm like calling there. I was wanted to walk, and, like, nothing was open. Why? I don't know why. They were just a couple places were closed. And so I Ubered and found a place. And this woman sitting next to me was really young. It turned out after we started talking, I found out she was 21. And she was like, oh, I would love to have my nails look like that and get it long. And she says, I can't. I work at Disney World. I work at Walt Disney, and I have to where everything has to be short, and I can't color my hair, and I can't do this, and can't do that. And we started talking. She was from the Midwest. And it was interesting. I was like, really? And she said, yeah, that's, you know, it has to be perfect. It has to be able to look clean, can't have any jewelry, can't have earring piercings, et cetera. You have to cover tattoos. I was like, oh, interesting. She said, yeah, we need that wholesome look. You know how different companies and different, of course, you know, being in radio or if they're in productions, you know, the show must go on and everything is supposed
yeah.
to be perfect, so to speak, right? Perfect. Now,
yeah.
you and I, behind the scenes, there's got to be things that aren't perfect, but it's supposed to be perfect. And and many things are like that, and you want to be taught to be a pro, but sometimes I find perfectionism can stop us dead in our tracks, and then we never do what we want to do because we think it has to be
yeah.
perfect. That makes, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know where that fine line is. I know, like with us, with the radio shows, I just want to, we keep it organic and we do whatever. And if it, you know, people say, oh, that's whatever, it's okay. I mean, it's not, we're not trying to bring in a bunch of sponsors and do things, although everyone says we need to be monetizing it more. But what's your take on that? Because I think, to me, with like the cakey radio, the leadership skills, the getting involved, the confidence, and on and on, I think can be brought about in kind of, I mean, of course, you're so good at the systems and organizing it and doing it right and teaching them the right way, but can't that also be brought out on an organic way so that they don't have to be afraid and they don't have to be afraid to try and don't have to feel like, oh, nobody's
yeah.
going to like it because it's not perfect? I mean, how does that, because don't you think that stops a lot of people in their tracks? I mean, where does
yep.
that fine line go with, like, say, Disney World? You're going to get fired if you're not doing it exactly the way they want you to, you know, cut your hair. You know,
yeah.
of course, you have to look a certain way. Where is that fine line?
Well, again, with the cakey radio, the idea, especially with the younger kids, there's no wrong way to do anything. You know, I mean,
right.
Because we want to more than, you know, have a quote unquote perfect radio show. We want the kids to express themselves and feel free to
right.
do it, so they're not shut
exactly.
down, so they're not afraid. And they probably get a lot of that either from home or other people, maybe at school or whatever. They probably get a lot of that elsewhere where they get kind of beat down for coming up with an idea and so the idea
right.
With Kiki Radio is to just, there is no real wrong way to do it. Yeah.
I
let
it
flow.
It.
Now, as it gets older with junior high schoolers, who are more maybe serious. I mean, about, say sports casting, there's there's a way to make something sound professional, whether DJing or news or sportscasting. And, you know, I mean, I think as we're talking about junior high and high schoolers, there's more of a, you know, there's more of a teaching component, more of a system that you teach them so that they're sounding, you know, better, so that if indeed their goal is to get a job, you know, then they're being trained to do that well, you know.
I'm sorry, I had to laugh because it's just, no, I mean, they want to hone their skill and you want to become as professional and good and good and good and practice as you can, right? But hopefully at that point, they get the part of it that they're not feeling offended or afraid and that they're not stopping, they're moving forward, right?
It's well, just, and
I had
my,
to laugh.
Well, my thing is, and I've just always been, that's, I have always, always been, like with kids especially, man, an encourager type of a teacher or coach. I've always overdone it because I know from my own experience, you know, that, you know, having grown up with, you know, in a you know, pretty toxic alcoholic home where I didn't get a lot of attaboys, I've always overdone it when I'm with kids. Like, I want them to be encouraged and know that they're doing good, knowing that they're probably just as well looking for, you know, that affirmation from adults.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, it absolutely is a leadership kind of style that needs to be started at an early age so that, you know, that they're free early on and even later on. But later on, like I said, junior high, high school, you want to start also implementing some real guidelines for on-air stuff. So that, but by then, if they've been around the program for any length of time, they're confident, they're, you know, they're already
and
knowing.
They're
that,
ready to be professional in the, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be encouraged for what they do well. They're going to be corrected, but, you know, you can ease into the correction stuff. It's not, so yeah, it becomes, hang on a second, I'll get a call and I'm going to say no. That's the danger of doing radio on your phone. But, hold and
okay.
Accept, send a voicemail. There we go. Okay, send it to voicemail. Okay. Yeah, anyway, so that I can't wait. I love kids. I don't know if I told you this, but I'm gonna go ahead and share it right now with you on the air here. I met with a gal, a counselor, about two months ago, and we started talking about, you know, kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but just, she was kind of taking me back about things I've done with kids, and she made me realize, you know, that this passion I have to help kids has come from my kind of screwed up childhood, wanting kids to be happy and to be healthy and to be nurtured. And so, and not to shy away from that, not to dismiss it or, you know, but to pursue
it.
And so it was one of those things where I sat with her for 4 hours in a restaurant. It seemed like 10 minutes.
Wow.
And I cried for about half of that time, which is embarrassing in a restaurant because, you know, I'm looking out the window trying to act like I'm not crying. But she'd asked me these
questions. I'm not laughing at you.
Like, I know. I just feel comfortable sharing this with you. She goes, Randy, what do you know right now? What do you know that you're pretending not to know? What do you really deep down in your heart know that you're pretending not to know? And I was able to immediately, when she asked that question, I knew something that I was pretending not to know about a situation. And again, was able to kind of blurt it out. She goes, that's your answer. And it was kind of about, you know, what I was doing for a living, you know, making great money, but miserable, just miserable. And I blurted out, I'm miserable. And she goes, there it is. You know, she said, if your love for kids you know, and we kind of tracked back to, man, I went to Cal State Fullerton to be a teacher. There's all these turning points in my life where I was going to work with kids, and then I ended up doing something else. And I guess at my, just here at the end of my life, if you will, the last, you know, time I have left, I just feel like God kind of turning me back into wanting to finish well, helping kids, you know. So anyway, that's what's going on. That's the impetus for KT Radio.
I love it. And you go full circle, and you can, you know, you going through those situations, and we're young. We have, you know, so many of us walking around wounded adults, right? And I always call it, we've talked about it before, it's time to heal. It's time to heal. That's one of my passions, you know. It's like, let's get around here. Come on, let's help them heal and motivate. And I think sometimes, you know, I think in working with children and being around children, especially dealing with them with schools and radio and everything, you're able to, some of them will open up, some won't, but able to find out many are dealing with a lot of issues at home, right, that could be brought up to the forefront. And it kind of gives an avenue to bring it up. And who better understands something than when you've gone through it, right? When you've gone through it, you can relate firsthand and know what it feels like. And I think that's, you know, I don't think it's an accident. I think we all have different things that happen, and we've got to go through it sometimes, right, to come to the other side. Because we know it starts with children. I mean, I was listening to something in the car on the radio in the past month, and they were talking about different kids that are raised in different areas. Like, say, they said London, for example, people may not touch as much as they do, for example, in Peru, where people just constantly hug and touch and kiss on the cheek, and kids are touched all day long in good ways. I don't mean bad ways. And I have to put that out there. And everybody's hugging, and then you'll have some countries or areas where it's just not common. It's more stiff or more pulled back, right? They said it's a fact. The more love a child gets when they're younger, how it makes them feel healthier and more loved and whole as they get older, versus they did studies with babies and also children in foster homes that weren't touched the first couple years. And they said there's this lack of love that happens, and it carries on until adulthood. And abandonment issues carry on until adulthood. And I think that's the part where, you know, you want to go back and right, we want to fix and help. And it's just amazing. I think it's a gift. I think it's a gift to be able to have gone through that and then have that love and passion to go, no, I want to make a difference what better place to start than with the children? Because that's what we carry with us forever.
Yeah.
I said that in a roundabout circle way, like I always do, my own circling talk of way of talking, but you know what I mean. It's
that's a great, you know, that it's all a gift, you know, because even the bad that you endured makes you who you are and gives you the passion to help, you know, other kids, help people. I heard somebody the other day say something. Well, we were at a marriage event, and my wife and I were speaking, and then there was another speaker, and he said something that was pretty profound. He said, God will not protect you from that which he plans to perfect you through.
So, wow.
So, yeah, it goes to the idea of embracing everything, the good and the bad, because even the bad is God's, you know, there's a plan there. There's a purpose in the pain. There's a plan. And so he won't protect you from, because a lot of times you look at your past, you go, why wasn't God protecting me? Where was God there? Well, he won't protect us from things that he's planning to perfect us through, things he's planning to teach us stuff. And I mean, anyway,
that make our,
so
take our character and take it. Yeah. Take that. Look at an oak tree, right. And how it withstands all that. And the character that comes with that. And that, I think that's a blessing for people to realize, hey, I have this gift and I can help other people not have to go through what I've gone through in the way they've gone through it. I think some things we all have to, you know, it's like telling our children, Dad, you don't want to do this, try this. And they're like, yeah, sure, sure. And then years later they go, you were right, you know, or you tell us, you know. But some things people have to learn themselves. But I think that the awareness is huge. You know, it says in the Bible, my people fall for lack of knowledge, right? and my people fail for lack of knowledge, right? And it, awareness is huge, and when we can see it clearly, and not just, I think psychology and psych 101, we don't go from these, psychology and psychology degrees and all that are extremely wonderful to get, because I think the more we know about communication, the more we know about people, it's phenomenal. But when we really learn about ourselves and how we're communicating and affecting situations, then we're really getting further. But I really believe without the spiritual side of things, we're kind of stuck. We're not really coming all the way around full circle, because and it's just and doing our part. Just think about it. It's like sending the torch, passing the torch on, making a difference, giving back. And sometimes we go, I can't do it all. Well, we don't have to do it all. We can just do a little. And it's I love it. I just love it. But I think, you know, we have a lot in common with that, with our childhood situations, you know, going through and going full circle and always wanting to serve, you know, always wanting to serve. But and not serve so we get something back, serve so that we're helping, we're helping another human, we're helping a life, you know. And I think it's wonderful. And with the kids, it's amazing, though, because a lot of the, I mean, kids or families, we don't know who will be touched with cakey kids. Just imagine when the parents, maybe if there's dysfunctional stuff going on at home, and there's no perfect home. So for anybody listening, you know, there's no perfect home. I don't care who you are. I don't care what, because we all see through our own lenses, right? So what may be problems to me, to someone else, they might say, that's not a problem, that's a piece of cake, and vice versa. You know how we different things will affect us differently. And we need to get along and universally accept each other. I mean, that's the stuff that I don't like. That's why I feel like we're so primitive when I see all these wars and hate and divide. But I think when you get into the children and everybody can, but I'm amazed the parents that may be touched by this and start going, hey, let me try this too. Could I really do that? You know, and getting into being a kid again, even, you know, just think of I think that to me, what can come out of it, it's amazing. You know, so I'm sure, you know, with Keiki Radio too, donations are going to be good, or setting up funds, or if anybody's listening and interested in getting involved, do you want to have them contact Real Universal, or you want to give your contact information so they can, I mean, because we can pass it on, of course, but how would you like to do that? Because,
you know, at this point, we don't have a separate entity per se set up. So I think just contacting you guys, you know, us guys, I should say, Realty Universal, you know, because I really, one thing I kind of do real feel strongly about, however it ends up looking like, I think that eRadio and Realty Universal are going to be more than partnering, but kind of, you know, almost in a way, side by side, you know, and again, this just goes back to the philosophy. And it is, you know, some people who were, might say, well, you know, is this just a kind of a lead generator for Realty Universal?
Couldn't be farthest
from the motive, you know. And so, you know, people that might be cynical and think that, you know, that's crazy. It's what, you know, what's going to happen, because it just happens that way, is that as you bless other people, I mean, obviously you're blessed. It's just a universal deal. And Realty Universal will be blessed for, you know, kind of helping, you know, relaunch Keiki Radio. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the motive is, as we've said now for the last half hour, it's born out of our, you know, kind of our childhood trauma, where we want to kind of help mitigate that for kids. And we know for a fact, having both lived in Hawaii, there is a ton. As much as it seems like paradise, how cool it would be to grow up there, kids that have to grow up there, they kind of feel trapped. They really do. I mean, it is beautiful. There's a lot to do, yes. But kids increasingly kind of feel, and I think especially maybe on Oahu, it is this big city. Honolulu is this big city, really, on this island, and there's a lot of drugs. Kids just feel, you know,
a lot of domestic violence.
Yeah, a lot of domestic violence.
You know, it happens all over the world, and it's funny. Somebody will say, well, you're in paradise, nothing can happen, and it's interesting to find out that it happens all over the place, and it shouldn't happen. It really needs to stop, and people can get help, and people can get help without doing anything drastic. You hear these situations where somebody kills their whole family because they couldn't handle it. It's like, or somebody, instead of, you know, giving their child up for adoption, does something crazy. And there's so many things that it's okay. One more day is going to be fine. It really is going to be fine. But then you add the drugs and the alcohol and all the other things. And like I said, none of us are perfect. None of us are going to, you know, have all the answers. God, I believe, has the answers. And I believe when we do trust and have our faith and pray and take that time, you know, I was reading something the other day about a lot of people, you know, that they'll say a lot of people have been successful and done this, to have their time where they take their morning time or a time in the day that's just blocked out for them, or a sport they want to do, or maybe exercise, meditating. I mean, it's funny because you read this stuff and I go, oh, I've done that for years. I pray and I get into the Word and I take a little bit of time, even if it's 15 minutes, and maybe pray throughout the day. But when I get up in the morning, I like to have my own little time that is communing with God, right? You know, like really, and it sometimes, because we're given so much within us, and we are people of, we need to be part of communities and fellowship and all of that, and we're supposed to have fellowship. We still sometimes could feel just like an island doing it ourselves. And it's interesting, the more that we can fill ourselves up and do that and take that time and get into nature and just relax and meditate and pray, it can really start your day off well, you know. And there's just all these little things that they're actually wonderful. And I think that that's where you have the heart to serve. I have the heart to serve and go from there. It's a beautiful thing. I'm thrilled with the internet and the way that we have the vehicles to do it without having to be like the old days, you know, where you had to. It was harder to get it going, but I'm excited. I'm really excited, and even if it's just, and you know, they always say in speaking, if you're speaking to an audience and you affect one person, you did your job. And you know, the starfish story, you know, they're throwing the starfish, the person's throwing them out, and the person walks by and says, what are you doing that for? You can't save them all. And it's not that important. And the person says, it was to the one just now that I just saved, you know? And I think it's just beautiful. Really beautiful. And, I'm excited. I'm really excited. And then, you know, it's, I know there's a few other people that are getting on board too. We've talked to a few people in Maui, right? That you've, and it's exciting.
Yeah, they're just waiting, man. They're literally waiting. I know there are people that just want it to happen, and yet it just feels like, again, it's you know, we're working on setting it all up, and of course, you know, I'm anxious and excited about helping you out as well on the Realty Universal, you know, sales side, So literally it's going to be a joint effort, but I feel like, so it's taking a little bit of time to get it to where then we can get it going. But, I've made inquiries again to make sure that there's a couple of schools and after school programs really just waiting. And, it's a matter of, I want to kick it off where, we may end up kicking off kind of a pilot and just doing it from California just to get it. Because it can be all done online. You literally with Zoom and Skype and whatever, you can literally, you know, be face to face with kids and teach them things, and just like you were there. So there's something to be said for the excitement of doing like an all school assembly and, you know, setting up a studio. I mean, there's just the visual that a kid, you know, would really, the excitement would ramp up seeing something like that. But, you know, that's the ideal and optimum way to get it going. But I think to maybe get a pilot going, we can round up some of the kids that are really literally waiting and going, hey, let's just go ahead and do some kind of like pilot stuff, just some stuff, you know, that other kids can look at and go, oh, that's what they're talking about. Okay, I can do that.
Right, test it out. We'll just test it out and put it out there.
We may actually get that going here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, and that's where we don't have to need it. It doesn't have to be perfect, you know what I mean? Let's get it going. You know what I mean? That part doesn't have to be perfect.
Yep.
Let's play and have fun with it. And it's not going to be like American Idol where we're throwing them off the stage. No, I'm just kidding. They don't throw off the stage. But you know, I'm not saying that. I mean, it could be that where there's a segment one day where they, you know, they just get a pro and then they get their, you know, they do submit their their demos or something, you know. There could be some fun part of it that is something like that, you know. So, but we just want people to love it at first, too, right, to get in there and not be afraid.
Yeah.
Just get out there and do it. Pretend you're on a karaoke machine, right? Let's just get you up there and just scream your heart out, you know, or the like you said, I think naturally, though, when kids are little, they'll gravitate toward, I want to do the news show today. I want to announce the news of the school today, right? Or no, I want to sing a song. Or I just think if the more that are together to get, you know, together in groups, and they kind of lead themselves at first, if we can just make it fun, you know.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That's my 2 cents on it. Well, Randy, we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left today. We were going to talk about Maui and what you've been up to and all this stuff, and it just went by. So.
Well, time flies.
Definitely talking story. And that's one thing I love about the real estate menu systems, too, that we've started years ago, and now they're more way of the future. I knew they would be, and they are, where people, buyers and sellers, have choices, and they can do the flat fee or full service or a buyer rebate program, and we can place them all over the country and also even parts of the world. It comes with having a network of people that have like minds and that want to give back and want to serve and make a difference and stop thinking, hey, I'm in this industry. I can't do this. I can't serve in this industry. I can't. And, yeah, we all can. And it's so that's fun to me to see everything come back full story. And somebody said something the other day, their kid, small one, came up to him and said, Mom, when do I become famous if I want to draw in a painting? And she said, about 100 years after you die. You know, like, I don't think they were that young. I think her daughters were like almost 20 or something. That, and I was like, oh, that's a really good point, right? Because it goes by so fast. And we aren't really, you know, and I think a lot of the famous artists weren't just trying to make money. They were really honing in, I'm not saying everybody, you know, in on their craft, right?
Yeah.
And of course you have. Yeah. Marketing and people do it. And look at so many things that, you know, we're passing the torch forward and serving and then later. And so we're not out trying to become famous. That's not our goal. Like Randy said, it's not just about money, even though unfortunately it takes money to make things happen. Just like you hear the church is constantly having to have donations and we have to tithe and tithe. And it's because it does take money to keep things going, you know. But it's just – and we know God's blessing it and – so I think it's pretty amazing. And then you're the pro at it, so you know how to do that part. Yep. And a good teacher.
Well, it's exciting. 40 years of radio and just want to finish well, helping kids and helping you accomplish, you know, your vision as well for giving back on the real estate side. And so, guys, God's timing is always perfect. That's for sure.
Yep. Absolutely, and I think the biggest thing is teaching the love and the peace and the acceptance, right? The love and the peace and the acceptance. God, we have like 2 minutes. We have to do this again, Randy, or we should have done longer. Can I tell, did you want to throw something out there? Because I want to tell this one little teeny cute little story I heard the other day from Mary Morrissey on her Minute Mary. But do you have anything you want to say to kind of?
Nope, just thanks for letting me be on, and yeah, I'll definitely, I may pop up on here again here in the future. Who knows?
Oh, my God. I am so excited for you to be on. You're like the co. I was like, you know, I get to hear you every week, like, announcing the show. And it's Randy. Because we still keep that in there. And then I was like, yay, we get to be. It was like, so this real quick thing. Mary Morrissey does this Minute with Mary, and it's about, you know, being positive and et cetera, and how you can visualize and create your life, et cetera, and get in that zone. And she told this little story. She said there was a and I don't like to, when I say Jew, because I went to Pikesville Junior and Senior, it's like we say Jewish, but I guess it's okay. So if I'm saying anything, I'm not meaning to offend anybody at all. She's telling this story and says, think about this with life. There were three men that were salesmen years ago going to, they were supposed to sell farm equipment. And they went to the Midwest. They all came in from different parts of the country, met in the Midwest, got a rental car, and had to make so many sales within the week. There was one man who was Hindu, one man was a Jew, and another man was a negativist. And it's like, okay. So by the middle of the week, the Jew and the Hindu are going, oh, my God, we cannot wait till it's time to go home. This guy is such a pain, the negativist. Complain and complain about everything. Nothing was good enough. He complained about the sales, complained about the appointments, complained about the food, the hotel, anything and everything they did. And he was just driving the other two crazy. So Friday comes, and they're headed to the airport, and the car breaks down like a half an hour before the airport. And they're out in the Midwest. So the negative is just complaining, I'm not going to get home, I'm not going to do this, what am I doing? And the Hindu and the Jew go, oh, there's a farm. We see a farm. Oh, they're so happy because they see some place to go. They go to the farmer's house and they knock on the door and he says, you know, I'd love to help you.